Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Leanne Stephanie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Mount Isa has announced the first hospital-based pharmacy internship program in Outback Queensland. Following a critical health skills gap, this program hopes to encourage a new generation of health workers based in rural Queensland. Current interns have praised the program for offering a wide variety and diversity of work experience, providing great support and mentorship opportunities, and welcoming them into the country town so thoroughly.
A Brisbane man has been jailed for at least 4 years following a series of attacks last week. The 30-year-old man reportedly was on parole when he stabbed his flatmate 3 times with a pocket knife in Caboolture. He then fled the scene in a ute, where he drove head-on at 100 kilometers per hour into a police van that was responding to the stabbing. The 3 officers in the van were badly injured, and the judge presiding over the case said they were lucky to be alive. The officer sustaining the most severe injuries was unable to continue in their current role.
In national news, scientists and volunteers in Rockingham, Perth, have built nesting boxes on Penguin Island to save its declining wildlife population following an extreme heat wave. The island's penguin colony has significantly decreased in recent years, going from 1,300 penguins to only 300, and is feared to face extinction. The nesting boxes will help the penguins cope with hotter months as they get heat stressed when the temperature rises above 35 degrees Celsius. Conservation biologist Erin Clitheroe said the nesting boxes will help the penguins adapt to climate change, as well as monitor their breeding and population.
Households could see reduced power prices as the Australian Energy Regulator releases its draft for the 2024 to 2025 default market offer. The guide sets prices for New South Wales, South Australia and Southeast Queensland, and residential customers are expected to see cuts between 0.4% and 7.1%. The regulator states that the lower prices are due to fallen generation costs and the organisation's decision to protect consumers.
In international news, 2 New Zealand tourists have been detained in Thailand after being accused of assaulting a police officer and attempting to steal his firearm. The police officer had stopped the 2 men for reckless driving when they allegedly assaulted him. Their visas will be revoked and the New Zealanders will be banned from entering Thailand again.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers in the late morning and afternoon. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29 degrees. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.